From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The leaders of the world's seven richest democracies are meeting in Japan for a summit focusing on ways to improve global growth and ease South China Sea tensions. On Wednesday, President Obama was confronted with public outrage in Japan over the alleged rape and murder of a Japanese woman by a former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa. Mr. Obama promised the U.S. government's full cooperation.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets. And the United States will continue to cooperate fully with the investigation to ensure that justice is done under the Japanese legal system.
The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he felt profound resentment over what he called the self-centered and absolutely despicable crime. Mr. Obama also plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima tomorrow, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. He becomes the first U.S. president, sitting president, to do so. Meantime, China is warning G7 countries against holding such talks, saying it could worsen tensions in the South China Sea. Maritime disputes are one of the host of issues that leaders are expected to discuss this week in Tokyo. Last month, the G7 foreign ministers issued a joint statement on maritime security at the conclusion of their meetings, voicing their concern about the situation in both the East and the South China Seas. The UN Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The country has been progressively terminating, the council has been progressively terminating targeted measures imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. This is VOA News.